Presidential campaign candidates talk about rural America.
Rural communities are a critical part of any real American success.
Unlock rural communities' potential.
So important to rural America.
Rural America.
But often the day-to-day problems facing less populated parts of the country don't end up in stump speeches. As part of our embedded 2020 series, Keystone Crossroads' Jen Kinney spent time in rural Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, where a volunteer firefighter shortage threatens both tradition and safety.
And let me show you our warning device here.
You're in the Sanctum Sanctorum, most holy places of this fire company. Right now.
That says get out of the way.
Mike Kitsock has been a volunteer firefighter in Schuylkill County since 1969. He loves it so much, he started a museum.
Pressed tin ceilings, beautiful hardwood floors. It shows the support and the importance that this organization meant for these people.
The ideals of the fire companies are captured in their names. Citizens, Friendship Hook and Ladder Company, Independence, Vigilant, Hope. Today, we're at the Phoenix Fire Company in the town of Shenandoah. It was built after an 1883 fire wiped out 400 houses.
The Phoenix, rising from the ashes and now protecting the community.
Fire companies took on a special importance here in Schuylkill County, where anthracite coal was discovered in 1790. Mining boom towns sprung up, and much of that housing stock still exists today, with wood frame structures that burn easily.
And with them became the need for the fire companies. Not only were they protecting lives and property, but became the social center.
That's still true today. Fire companies are even common polling locations here. Kitsock is devoted to the tradition, but at 66 years old, he didn't expect to still be fighting fires.
Our numbers have depleted so much. We get a daytime call. I'm hoping there's two or three others who show up with me.
All across Pennsylvania and the U.S., most firefighting is done by volunteers, but the ranks are dwindling. Dual-income households, longer working hours, longer commutes have all cut into volunteering time. This leads to longer response times to fires, which could mean more destruction, more loss of life. As in other rural areas, the population here has dropped year after year, driven in part by young people, prime firefighting age, leaving and not coming back. It's a threat to a deeply rooted culture. Fire stations as community hubs, sources of pride.
This is my grandson, it's my daughter-in-law back there, my granddaughter, and my son's right there. So see, it's all family, friends. We've all been members here forever.
Gloria Donati serves pancake breakfast at the Rainbow Hose Company in Schuylkill Haven every other week.
I was raised with it. My dad was a volunteer. My brother was a volunteer. I volunteered for a short amount of time.
Like a lot of local stations, the Rainbow has a social hall and a bar. It's been open for decades. Proceeds help fund the firefighting, like paying for the engines in the bay next door. But as of January 1st, the Rainbow's bar is shut down.
We're going to be open just for fundraising. But other than that, we don't have enough of business to keep it open.
Wealthier townships can pitch in more to their fire stations, making them less reliant on fundraising and volunteers. Some pay professional firefighters to pick up the slack. Schuylkill County and many other rural areas can't afford that. So the state has an unpopular suggestion. Firehouses should merge, blending members and resources. That could mean losing places that used to be, essentially, community living rooms.
Nobody comes around. It's sad. We used to live to hang at the firehouse.
Ace Dussel is still an active volunteer at 71 years old with the Goodwill Fire Company in Pottsville. He opposes consolidation.
And Mike knows Mike's in it.
Oh, my word. It's more to it than just the firefighting end of it. This is part of your existence. And to lose that is so tragic. Mm-hmm.
People here aren't looking for politicians to solve this. What they want is for their friends and neighbors to step up.
I don't know if the younger people today aren't willing to make that commitment.
I am in sketch club, drama club.
Hattie Ebling, a high school senior in Pottsville, is busy but committed. She's following in the footsteps of her dad and brother as a junior firefighter at the American Hose Company No. 4.
You are the puppy of the firehouse.
Her brother Brandon is the first lieutenant here. He sees the fire service aging around him. Recently, he was at a fire with other volunteers.
They're like, look around. You're the youngest guy out of guys that are 40, 50 years old. And one day you're going to be in our shoes. I said, yeah, and I hope to have a younger kid behind me and show him the work.
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jen Kinney.
Keystone Crossroads Embedded 2020 Project is election year coverage that puts people, not politicians, at the center. Find out more. Go to whyy.org/embedded2020.